But that's different for me because in my mind, like once we're done, like if we're done, we're in a relationship.
You break the mold.
No, if we're in a relationship and we're done and we're friends, like I can understand too close to proximity.
You never reminisce.
Closer to the
you
breakup.
Never reminisce.
Closer to
the question.
I'm answering your question. Closer to the breakup. Yes, but we've been broken up for 8 years now. 8-9 years now.
And you ain't never reminisced
no.
after 8 years.
No, I said closer to the breakup. Yes. When it was months out or a year out. Yes, I did. Because you're talking about we were together for 8 years.
It wasn't good enough then.
I'm not going to divulge that because she watches the show. I'm going to say she watches the show and
okay,
a lot of people in our circle. A lot of people in our circle that know the both of us. Why? Welcome back to Relationship Status, where we are changing relationships one conversation at a time. It's your boy Yusuf in the building. And remember, you can catch us on all podcast platforms. Remember to like, share, follow, and 5-star rate. Remember, you can also catch us on YouTube. So check us out on YouTube, RELSTAT Podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, RELSTAT Podcast. And right now, and then of course, make sure to join our Patreon, patreon.com/relationship status. Relationship Status Podcast. Right now, if you join, 17 cents a day, $5 a month. If you join just for the next 30 days, if you join in the next 30 days, you will get a free Relationship Status t-shirt as well as a free Relationship Status candle. Go ahead and join. Go ahead and join the community. Be a part. It's only $5 a month, 17 cents a day. And as you know, the team be coming through for me. Once again, I have some guests with me again for some dope conversation. And they are back. Okay. It is Angel and Chanel.
Hey.
Welcome back, ladies.
Hey.
Chanel of the King Me Pod podcast. Check them out on Thursdays on YouTube. And Angel of the Angel podcast. Oh, she has no podcast.
We'll be coming soon.
Don't do that.
We'll be
coming soon. She's working on it.
Coming soon.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, thank y'all ladies for joining me for another show. I really appreciate y'all being here.
I feel like you can't live without us.
Most definitely cannot.
As most women do.
Listen, hey, Bookie Butt.
This is going to be interesting. How was everything for you ladies today?
It's been good. Work. Home.
Work home. Work is working.
Today was actually a good day. I did not feel like I was super exhausted and needed a nap when I got off work. So that is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Me either. Vitamins.
I actually felt good. I actually felt good myself today. It was a pretty good day. I must say, it was a pretty good day. All right, so we're going to get into my favorite part of the show, which is the either or questions, either or segment. We have a couple. We only have five today. And we're going to with the either or questions, they kind of been kind of all over the place. So from now on, they're going to be strictly about some aspect of relationships. So today, the either or has to do with single and dating. You're single and you're out dating. Okay. So.
Okay.
This that I works. Think I can
that
do.
Works.
Would you rather date someone with 3 kids by 3 different people, or someone who's never been in a serious relationship?
Oh my God!
Someone who's never been in a serious relationship.
I'm gonna say the 3 kids.
Okay. Why you say the?
Because he might try to make me his 4th baby mama. No. Nah, I don't want to do that. No.
Well, I can't have no more kids. I'm going to take the 3 baby dads, the 3 baby mamas and hope they ain't ratchet.
I think I would go with the person that has 3 different baby daddies, as toxic as that is. And more so because, I wouldn't say toxic because I guess my situation is, I got...
How many baby mamas you got?
4.
Oh.
I have 4. I have 6 kids and 4 mothers. I wouldn't call them baby mamas, but mothers of my kids. I have, and I was married to one, engaged to one. I was engaged to 2 of them, actually. You know, engaged to one, married to one, and then one was from a long relationship I had in college, and one was from a long relationship I had right after college. So, you know, it is what it is. So I understand that people, you know, sometimes life leads you in a direction. So I'm not here to judge any person on what their circumstance is, because I would not want anybody to be judged.
Thank you for knowing the difference between a baby mama and a mother.
Oh, no, my kids, the mothers of my kids are amazing mothers. My kids are great. You know, shouts out to them. They're all doing really, really good. Their moms, their mothers did a great job. So awesome. I don't have baby mamas. I have mothers of my kids.
Wait, am I a baby mama?
I ain't no baby mama.
Well, I think it's determining upon the relationship. Because I happen to have a good relationship, at least with three of them. I got a good relationship. To say that we're on, like, if I call, they'll answer the phone. You know, they'll communicate with me. I'll communicate with them. One of them, we ain't spoke since my daughter probably been about 5 or 4. Me and her haven't had a conversation, but me and my daughter talk all the time. I don't think
so. I was like, am I an ex-wife?
I think
he called me his baby.
Are you a mother?
I think you're a mother. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're ex-wife. But yeah. I think at the end of the day,
the marriage situation has anything to do with you being.
Yeah,
right. I'm an ex, and I'm like, do you be calling me your baby mama? Or your ex-wife?
He might do just to be spiteful, but still,
he might because he might.
All right. Would you rather date someone who was still friends with their exes, or someone who hates every ex they ever had?
Repeat that one more time. My brain ain't registered all of that.
Would you rather date someone who's still friends with all of their exes, mm-hmm. or someone who hates every ex they've ever had?
Hates every ex they have.
I'm gonna just take a little sip.
No, you gotta answer the question.
I did.
I'm talking to Chanel. Okay. You did.
Listen, I don't want him to have no hate in his heart, but I ain't want him friends with him either. Because, see, y'all gotta understand, I define friendship on a different level. You can't be friends with them hoes. You can't be.
I think that you can be friends.
You cannot hold any malice in your heart for them, but you ain't about to be friends with them.
I'd rather
date somebody. Y'all are exes for a reason. X them out your life and leave them there. You ain't about to be friends. No
what
contact.
Do you pick?
I pick rather date somebody who is
no
friends
contact,
with the ex.
No contact, no cases.
Because I'm friends with the majority of my exes.
You friends with them?
Friends? Yeah, I mean,
you
we're
cordial with them.
For the majority of them.
Are you friends with them?
Yeah,
or are you
friends
cordial
are cordial. Because that's different. Like my
ex-fiance, we're friends.
You friends? Are you cordial?
No, we're friends. Like, we are legit. My ex-fiance is legit. Like, we're friends. Like, literally.
Like, y'all kick it at a bar. Like, y'all go out of town.
Like, me, her, and her boyfriend sometimes kick it. Like, it's not a thing. Like, because
I ain't want my man to be friends with nobody he done humped before.
But I think that's kind of insecure.
That ain't insecure. That just me being realistic.
I mean, I just think that's insecure.
I just don't want you to be friends with somebody you don't
know. But
I don't want to be friends with somebody.
How are you gonna how you gonna dictate?
What if it was really good sex and you might revisit
and you'd be sitting
thought.
There thinking about it. You'd be sitting there
see,
at the bar
the like that was some
like
good
you
shit.
Have a drink.
No, but I don't
like
I don't
if
think
you at the bar like this like. I remember that.
But that's different. But that's different for me because in my mind, like once we're done, like if we're done, we was in a relationship.
Break the mold and
no,
say,
if we're
no.
if we're in a relationship and we're done and we're friends, like I can understand too close to proximity.
You never reminisce.
Closer to the
you
breakup.
Never reminisce.
Closer to
the question.
I'm answering your question. Closer to the breakup, yes but no. We've been broken up for 8 years now. 8-9 years now.
And you ain't never reminisced
no.
after 8 years.
No, I said closer to the breakup, yes. When it was months out or a year out, yes, I did. Because you're talking about we were together for 8 years.
It wasn't good enough then.
I'm not going to divulge that because she watches the show. I'm going to say she watches the show and
okay,
a lot of people in our circle that know the both of us watch the show mm-hmm. or listen to the show on the podcast. So I'm not going to put her business out like that. Mm-hmm. But the people that know me, I stayed with her for 8 years. So. But
no disrespect to any of your exes. I'm just speaking for myself. I don't feel like I could be in the vicinity of somebody who I had amazing sex with.
But
we're friends.
I'm, I don't understand. But then that's you as
a person I'm with.
But I don't think like as an adult, right? All right. So if we're adults, right, and we're going, okay, that time has passed. We were here for a season, reason, whatever it is. We are no longer together. There was something that broke us up that sex couldn't fix. Because if the sex was that amazing and could fix it, we would still be together.
All of that.
So what I'm saying, so my thing is,
there is just some boundaries you shouldn't cross.
But what's the boundary? Yeah, if we're friends, no, we should not be doing anything in the aspect, but you shouldn't be having sex with any of your friends if they're your friend.
Why tamper with it?
I'm not tampering. How are you tampering with it?
Why would you even put yourself in that situation?
There is no situation if we're not attracted to each other.
You remember how you said last week, where you didn't mean for anything to happen?
No, I get what you're. I know what you. I mean,
but
good.
It just
good,
happened.
I mean,
you
good.
Slip
good.
And fell in.
Good recall. But at the end of the day, but that's not anything. Mm-mm. I believe that if you're in a situation, especially with an ex, I think with a friend, with somebody who's a friend, that y'all ain't never did nothing. Y'all ain't never been in a relationship before. That's a little bit different. But if you with somebody and the breakup wasn't volatile, you just literally realized you two weren't supposed to be together. And that's pretty much what happened to me and her. Like, we did a whole episode. Me and her actually did a whole episode on it. Matter of fact, I'm going to repost it. It was a whole episode with me and her on it, and we just talked about the whole relationship and what broke it up and how we got to where we were. Mm-hmm. So to be able to sit down with somebody and be mature enough to deal with them, me and her are not going to get in. Me and her will never get into a situation where that's the case. One of my best friends is an ex-girlfriend of mine from, like, shouts out to you, Tara. Best friend of mine from, I mean, we dated my freshman year in college.
No, that don't count. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but that's one of my
stuff,
best. It wasn't childhood. I was 21.
Okay, yeah. But still, I still look at that as very immature.
So I just don't. I think at the end of the day, I think if the either or is somebody who is friends with their ex or somebody who hates all their exes, I believe a person like that is more toxic than the person who's friends with all their exes. And the reason being is, what in the world do you keep choosing in your life that you hate every one of your exes?
I agree with that.
Like, what are you choosing?
We can agree to disagree.
Who are you choosing?
I just feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
Outside of that, I just
sometimes
agree
people
to disagree.
Are just hopeless romantics, and they just think they're in love, and it's happy. But I do understand. I have had a boyfriend from the time I was 15 to the time I was 21. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of those people. I just haven't had a whole lot of.
You a serial monogamous?
Yeah.
You used to be, because you ain't now.
I'm not gonna flip you off because we're on camera, but
I'll do it for you
later. I dated him from the time I was 15 to the time I was 21. Mm-hmm. Me and him are still friends. Like, he would call me sometime, like, "Hey, how you make this or how you do this?" And he'd be like, "I went on a date this week." I'm like, "For real? How'd it go? Like, what happened?" And I'm like, "What was wrong? What happened?" But like I said, we broke up when I was 21. You know how long ago that was?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
like, so,
46 and he almost 49.
See, I see that as being cordial, not necessarily as that being your friend.
But we hung out like last year or 2 years ago.
But you consider that your bestie? Like,
no,
he's
not my bestie,
friend?
But I look at him now like, that's my homeboy.
You know,
like,
how I look at whether you determine a friend or not? What? If you're in a bind, can you call him?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Yes.
If you're in a bond, like,
I get that.
Friend in a bond, somebody you cordial with or an associate.
Yeah, I could.
Not that they won't show up for you, mm-hmm. but that's not the person you're going to reach out to.
Right.
Because you don't trust them with the information that you're going to give them to get what you need, the help or the aid that you need. It may not be money. It might be, "Hey, shoot, I need somebody to come help me move." Or,
right.
"You know, I'm in a bond, blah, blah, blah. I need a place to stay," whatever. Yeah. Like, who can you call on in those moments? Those are the people that I consider friends. So, are all of my exes friends? No.
Right.
I'm cordial with some, but I am friends with some.
And I guess that's the way I look at it, too. I do have exes that could potentially be friends. I choose for them not to be friends.
I probably could
call on them and they'd be there for me, but I choose not for them to be friends
because
I don't want to cross those boundaries.
Yeah, I get it. I get it on both sides.
Okay. Next one. Would you rather date someone who posts you every day, or someone who refuses to post you at all?
Refuse to post me at all.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with the privacy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good on that. Yeah,
don't post me.
Don't post me. Yeah, don't post me. I ain't gonna post you. I ain't want you to ask me about posting.
Yeah, I'm not posting any. Shouts out to Cardi B. Hopefully she see this. Ain't no ring on my finger. You all not going on my gram. Ain't no ring on my finger. You ain't going on my gram. Like, shouts out to Cardi. No.
Even with a ring on my finger, we're post to marriage and all of that stuff. But after that, I feel like my page is my page, your page is
right,
your page.
But I mean, mm-hmm. I will post.
Now, remember, you it's one extreme or the other. Every day or not at all.
Yeah, you not ain't posted at all.
Okay, all right.
Not at all.
This is a good one. In these day and ages of dating, would you rather date someone who is still living with their parents?
No.
Or someone who's living with roommates?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Don't do this to me, please. Do not do this to me.
I gotta choose your mama or your friends.
Please don't do this to me, because it hits home. Oh, my God.
He got siblings and his mama them, or is it? I got questions.
They live with, live with his parents, or he got roommates.
How old he is?
It's whatever you would date right now. It's whatever you would date right now. We're in the dating scene right now. So whatever you would date right now.
I think I'll take roommate over your mama. Because your mama going to act like, no. Because I'm a mama. And I'm for real. The way I'm acting, my son bringing girl home. Did you clean your room, son?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I cannot. At I feel like my friends old,
and the people that know me are going to see. They're going to see this.
I'm
going to
take the roommate. I'm
going to
take the roommate.
Do I have to answer
this? Yes, you got to answer it.
I'm going to take the roommate, because at least hopefully he got some balls with a roommate versus him trying to tell his mama, Mama, I'm about to have some company.
Are you waking up in the morning with a walk of shame?
And she be like, you better hump that girl.
You been waking up in the morning with a walk of shame?
Oh, my God. Yeah, give me the roommate. They walk up in the morning, or I got to sneak out in the middle of the night.
Ain't it? And your mama in the kitchen when I walk through.
And I'm like, never mind. Right, because doing it like
I even did it.
Right. Yeah, like, sometimes you know, I be loud and stuff. Give me the roommate.
I'd rather the roommates. Because I did it in college, so I could do it again.
Give me the roommate.
I did it in college.
Yeah, at this age, at 46, hey guys, listen.
Your roommates better be your kids.
You need to, the only roommates I'm accepting are your children. Or if it is a parent, they have to be like
disabled.
Really disabled, and you're taking care of them. Yes.
And I need proof.
And they can't really hear.
That's your house. They're living with you.
Right. And they can't hear. they really have to, they can't hear. Maybe almost a little blind, and they won't see me walk.
And
through
at night. Medicine,
yeah,
so
just in case. And they, right.
It's not so
good. It is. Just in case anybody, not saying anybody wants to take me on a date, but I'm just saying if you
if
live
you got
with
a
curfew
pro, and I got to come to your house, then you know what time mom is going to be.
It's a no.
Oh, real quick, speaking about that. We about to start a series. The show is about to start a series. We are visiting different cities to put on the relationship status singles game night. All right. So we're going to start with Florence. We'll be dropping the details to that shortly. But we're going to start with Florence singles date night. We're going to start with a tour in South Carolina. We're going to do Florence. We're going to do Columbia. We're going to do Greenville, and we're going to do Charleston. So make sure you check out for that. All right. Last one. Would you rather date someone who admits that they've cheated before, or someone who swears that they've never cheated?
Admit to me
that you've cheated.
Yes, I would rather date somebody who's admitted they cheated.
Yeah, at least you mean it. Like, just be honest.
I think when somebody can be that transparent with you, and be that honest, because I don't think anybody comes into it and goes, hey, I cheated. You know, it's through conversation that you find out, hey, have you ever cheated before?
Right.
And if a person is going to be honest enough with you to say, yes, I did. And and I think not only admit that they've cheated, but admitting you cheated and taking accountability has to go hand in hand.
But you know what? Like, do people even ask that, like, in the dating phase? Like, do you ask people, do you ask people, like, have you cheated in your relationship?
How do you do that?
I think so. I think you got to have that conversation.
But how do you come out?
At some point, you
got to
have that conversation. How do you come out? I just think that in the getting to know you phase, you'd be like, as you're talking, like, I was dating somebody one time, or getting to know somebody. I want to say dated, because we didn't actually end up going on any dates, but we, because it was a long distance type of deal, and she would do, and this, I thought this was cool. She would do a question of the day. Mm-hmm. And every day she would have a question, like, past the pleasantries of how you doing, how's your day going, blah, 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 or simple communication we would have. She would text sometime in the middle of the day, hey, here's the question of the day, and whatever it may be. And one of the questions was, you know, have you ever cheated before?
You know, it's weird. I did that before.
That's what, how you gonna say,
yeah, because it was like icebreaker questions, like, you know, just to get to know somebody. I used to do that. Know.
Yeah, but I think it helps with communication, because I think you have, when you first start dating, I think you got about a week worth of good conversation, just generic, just conversation. And then after that, it kind of
fades away.
Fades, like the conversation fades a little bit, unless it's just that type of person. Where you are, like, you just rocking, like, your conversation every time you get on the phone is something to talk about. The text might not be on like that, but, you know, you're, when you get on the phone, it's like you never got off.
Right.
You know, but the majority, but that's few and far between in my experience. I haven't had a lot of good conversationalists or people that I could talk to, like, yo, it's going to be about an hour or two on the phone, and we just chopping it up, especially if you long distance. If you're in close proximity, you know, I think that you got to see each other more. But what I'm saying is, if throughout the day, the little text messages to kind of keep things flowing, I think that that was a good thing to do, was like that. And I think that that's a place where you could pose a question, you know, hey, have you ever cheated before? I would say, I think that's why I would rather date somebody who has admitted to cheating, rather than somebody who is, you know, good. I'm not saying you gotta admit to cheating, but to tell, like, just flat out refuse, to say, man, I never cheated.
What if somebody is embarrassed? Like, what if they felt like they were gonna be judged, and that's why they said it?
That's between you and your Lord.
Amen.
That's between you and your God.
Also, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people feel like their version of cheating is justifiable. Like, some people feel like, okay, I checked out of the relationship even though they didn't. Like, you know, for instance, like, okay, well, I've been told them I wanted to break up, but they didn't choose to leave, or they wanted to stay in it, but I was done.
No, I think,
so I didn't,
I think,
mean,
you
I think, know what I'm saying? But
no,
you have
I think,
people like that
but I think
feel like
those,
I checked out and they didn't.
Those people are liars.
Wait, so
those people are liars, all of them. You didn't check out the relationship. If you checked out the relationship, you'd have been broke up.
That's not
that is true.
No, it's not.
That is true. You held on to something for a reason. Then why did you?
Sometimes people are just afraid of letting go.
Then you cheated. Then you cheated. And it's not.
We didn't say it, but we say checked out. You say if you were checked out, you would have been gone.
Yes, if you check out of a relationship. See, this is the thing that I think some people rationalize in themselves when they hurt other people. Just because you checked out, that doesn't have nothing to do with that person's feelings and what they thought was going on in your relationship. Because at the end of the day, they thought they were still in a relationship with you. If you checked out, you owed it to them to break up with them. If you checked out,
you know what? No, let me explain something to you. Okay, for instance,
you did. So you don't feel like you owe it to them?
I don't talk about my marriage often, but in my marriage, my husband refused to go to counseling. He refused to work on our marriage. He refused to do a lot of things. And I told him, I said, I wasn't going to file for divorce because I believe that when I went before God, when I vowed to marry him, I didn't just marry him. I promised God that I was going to honor my husband.
Right.
But so listen to me. When I did make all the faces you want, you going to listen. Rub me.
I'm going to watch
rub
his faces while you...
Rub that one right there.
I ain't did nothing.
Because I want you to be comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
And usually when you massage your knee, you be quiet.
I am comfortable.
You want me to rub your knee for you so you can be quiet?
Okay. I am comfortable.
So listen, my husband cheated in our marriage. He did everything he could possibly do to dishonor our marriage. But I made a vow and a covenant with God that I was going to honor that marriage. And I didn't do anything wrong. But I let him file for divorce. I stood right there flat-footed in that courtroom. And when that man asked me, he said, what do you want out of this marriage? I said, I want my daddy's name. Because it's the only man I know that was going to love me. I ain't asked for nothing out of our bank account. Mm-hmm. I ain't asked for nothing out of that house. I ain't asked nothing from that sorry behind man. I wanted my daddy's name. You can take your name and you can go. But I didn't want nothing from him because I honored my vows.
Okay.
With that being said, I did what I was supposed to do while he cheated. And he did what he was supposed to do. He checked out of the marriage. But the Bible even says that when you abandon the marriage, I was free.
Wait, hold on.
The paperwork is the paperwork. But even in the Bible, he abandoned the marriage.
Hold on.
I was free to go.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
I was free to go.
Hold on. I get that you was free to go. But I think you completely missed and went into your soliloquy off of something that is in agreeance to tell a story that's in agreeance with what I said. What I said was the person that has checked out owes it to the other person to leave. So if he cheated, if he says he checked out, as you said, you was in. He owed it to you to leave prior to. Because like... Angel was like, sometimes, you know, if you check out and this, then the third, they'll give you that excuse. Nah, they lying. That person is a liar. You cheated. Get on. Because I tell people this all the time. I'm from the school of get the fuck on. If you don't want to be here, if you don't want to do something or whatever, if you feel like you need to go someplace else and get whatever else you need to get at this tender age I'm at, then you need to go. I don't need to waste my time. And then if I feel as though you're not the person, I need to go. I need to respect you enough to be out. Now, in my past 20s, 30, you know, yes, I have cheated. Okay. So that's why I think for selfish reasons, it wasn't anything that anybody did that made me say, yo, just that and the third. No, like, shoot, I had been a cheater since high school. To be honest,
sometimes
the truth.
That's wild.
I'm just because in high school I didn't respect relationships. I didn't respect them. I didn't.
My high school relationships don't count.
Exactly. So that's why I don't allow my kids to get in relationships in high school.
Yeah, they don't count.
You can have somebody you have conversation with. You can go out on a date with, but we ain't doing no relationships.
Yeah. So you don't think high school relationships are like training?
No.
Or
no.
Like
you don't. You, no. The reason being, you don't know who you are, and I don't know who I am. So all we're going to do is end up hurting each other and messing up each other's early lives. Because you know, ain't nothing worse than. And I watch it because I work in the school system. Ain't nothing worse than a kid that just got their heart broke, and now they can't function in the classroom. Mm-hmm. They can't function in their sports because a relationship. at that age, at the adolescent age or the teenage age, is that's adolescent, we are not equipped to deal with the hell. There's people in their 30s, 40s that can't deal with their damn feelings. And you asking right. a 16, 15, 17-year-old to deal with the fact that somebody is cheating on them? I know a kid. I don't know him. I hear stories. His, like, the girl that he dates cheats on him all the time. I'm talking about all the time. He keeps going back, and 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 she keeps doing it, keeps doing it, keeps doing it, keeps doing it. And every time he's hurt, he's down for a minute, suffers in every aspect of his life, then he snaps back, gets with her again, and then it happens all over again. It's a constant cycle.
Right,
because
we...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't... No, I'm just saying, like, and that's why I'm saying, like, I think that the issue is, in that sense... You know, and we kind of got this got a little bit off the rails here, but you know, at that age, they're just not equipped to. We're just not equipped to deal with our feelings at that stage in our lives. Right. Like to know, shoot. At my age now, I can't deal with heartbreak.
I was just going to say heartbreak at any age is just
it's detrimental.
It's detrimental. But the older I broke up with somebody last year and it was detrimental.
And you know what?
To me, like it was detrimental. And I was 45 last year because I thought this person was actually my person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was deceived because I felt like if you was going to come into my life and cause all of this, you could have just left me alone.
Right.
Not saying that that was his intent. I don't know what his, but if you were going to do this in the end, you clearly could have just left me alone.
Right.
Left me alone.
See, now that, I ain't going to lie. That statement, I think that statement sometimes, it bothers me a little bit.
You could have just not.
No, I'm going to say why it bothers me a little bit. That statement bothers me a little bit because I don't think, just like a person has to take accountability for the actions that they do. So, yes, he should have taken accountability for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have malicious intent when you start out. You know what I'm saying? So to say, so that statement to say, you could have just left me alone. Well, I didn't know that this would be something, that this was a decision that I was going to make at the time in which I was courting you. I was genuine in those moments. I was being genuine in those moments. Something mm-hmm. happened over time through us dealing with each other in our relationship for however long the relationship was that had me change or had me not respect the relationship because I don't want you to divulge whatever happened, but because I didn't respect the relationship enough to where you feel like you should have just left me. You should have just let me be. I think a lot of times people don't go out. Yes, there are some people who go in it with malicious intent.
Yes, that is very true.
I just want to smash.
Mm-hmm.
But is that malicious intent or is that a person that can't tell you the truth? And I think 9 times out of 10, women say they want the truth, but they don't really want the truth. I don't think people want the truth.
I won't even agree with that.
No, I don't. No, no. Chanel. Hold on, Chanel. Let me finish because. No. Stop. The reason I say that, because what you're going to say, and me and you have had a discussion before, you speak from the mindset of a person who makes sense. So what you're about to say is, I can't say that because I'm not like that.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Straighten your face.
Yeah.
That's why your foot crooked now. But I'm going to say my piece. Because what I was going to say is, it's not always about that. Sometimes people just want closure. Like,
wait, hold on. How do we get to closure?
Not necessarily what your malicious intent was, but even if it wasn't malicious, state your reasoning.
For what?
Like she was saying that, you know, if this is what you came in for, if this isn't what you wanted or whatever,
No. You should have just left me where I be.
Yeah, you could have just left me where you were.
What if in the moment that we were courting in the first couple of months, I was all in, I was genuine, but there was something that happened
mm-hmm.
Mind
a
you,
simple conversation can fix
no,
that.
No, but I'm assuming since they broke things up, they had a conversation. Yeah, did y'all not have a conversation?
We say, and we're cordial now. Like, yeah, we they still had the
conversation.
Talk,
you're assuming you they know, didn't have no conversation. Yeah, you're assuming facts, not an evidence.
Still,
look at you.
You know, talk every once in a while. But I did after,
can't have conversations after we with each other.
After we broke up, I did ask him, I said, what was ever your intent?
But how long did it take for you to have that conversation? It took a while, didn't it?
Just a few months, not a while.
A while,
not
a, long a couple time. Of months.
No, but when I break, when we break up, when, listen, I think when you break up with someone, did y'all break up? Like there was a conversation and y'all decided to break up.
It was, I asked him.
How did y'all
I
break
won't
up?
Get into the
particulars, right. But how did y'all break up?
I won't get into. I asked him, I said, are you sure? Like you're adamant on this because I have a problem with this situation, and it is bothering me.
Right.
And oh, so you I feel broke like up with him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, oh, I broke
okay.
up with
well,
him.
Then what are we talking about?
Can that's why I him? Said I felt like if he was going to come
oh,
into my life.
Oh, this is the dude you talked about the, on the last episode about the friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you broke up because of the friend.
Yeah.
Okay. And mm-hmm. it was.
And but, some
but,
other stuff.
But he was adamant that the friend was not an issue, and he told you after the fact. That you were right.
Yeah.
She did, mm-hmm. whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But y'all did have a conversation about mm-hmm. why you were breaking up with him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about closure because the door was closed. It was closure.
I'm not saying it wasn't about closure. I'm just saying that the fact that when she questioned about why were you even here? What was your whole intent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you even come here if this is what was going to happen?
And okay. So to have that conversation, why'd you even come here?
Right.
I genuinely was into you. I genuinely thought I was really wanted a relationship to work.
You didn't
I wanted a relationship with you.
He gave me an answer.
Okay, what was the answer?
When I said, what was your intent when we started our relationship? He said, because I wanted to make you my wife.
So what's wrong with that?
And I said, well, why didn't it happen?
Okay.
Because I'm like the type of person, like, I just didn't want to.
I know why
to.
It didn't happen. You want to know why it didn't happen?
I just said, I just didn't want to be a wife. Like, I just don't want to, like, oh, I want to get married. Like, I wanted to be his wife, not just, but like, a wife.
But he said he wanted you to be his wife.
Yeah, but after we broke up.
But you asked him what was his intent.
Because I just wanted to
you,
know.
He told you his intent.
I guess, like, for the, yeah.
But his intent was to make you, not anybody. Now, he didn't say, I just wanted a wife. He said, you, I wanted to make you my wife.
Right. But we already broke up, so.
Are we hearing the same conversation?
Right. I'm saying after we broke up, I asked him.
No, I get what you're saying.
Right.
So that means he didn't have malicious intent to start.
But she's feeling like he didn't put those things in perspective
right.
in the relationship.
And I'm not saying
he waited
he
to
had,
tell her that after they broke
right,
up.
Right, I'm not saying he,
he
had.
Didn't
I
wait
felt
tell
like
her after
he had
broke up.
Malicious intent until I asked him the question. That's what
so
I'm saying.
So now you feel like after you asked him the question, you felt like he had malicious intent?
No, before I asked
you
the question.
You thought that he thought
yes.
he did. So after
yeah.
the fact,
yeah.
you thought he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was genuinely and utterly confused.
Yeah, you look confused.
Yeah, I was.
Always, yeah. always look confused.
I was 100% like, out of that.
Yeah.
It's all right, Bookie Butt.
Okay.
Bookie Butt.
I'm not.
That
name
fishes
know.
So well.
I know.
It definitely does not.
No.
You'll get you a shirt made, Bookie Butt.
Since this is, since we're completely off the rails and we're about maybe 40 minutes in, let's go into something else. Would you rather, let's go a couple more questions. Would you rather date someone who takes 6 hours to text back or someone who wants to talk on the phone all day?
I want somebody that wants to talk on the phone all day, even if he doesn't. It's the want.
I want someone who wants to talk on the phone all day.
But I want you to have that desire to talk to me
yeah.
all day.
Act like you like me.
Yeah. See, even if you don't have the time and the
right.
energy to
act,
talk to me
like,
all day.
Act like you like
but
me
I want
bit.
You to want me every day.
Okay, now here's my thing.
Be like, ooh.
Here's my thing.
Yeah, but like, baby, I miss you.
I know,
wish
like,
I could text
like,
you all day
if
long.
We kicking it, if we kicking it like that and we're dating or whatever, yes, I want to spend time with you. I don't mind if you text me, if it takes 6 hours to text me back, because I'm probably busy anyway. And then I talk all day, and I get on my show and talk. So sometimes talking on the phone, It's a little bit exhausting. Unless we're in a long distance relationship. If we're in a long distance relationship, there's some things that you have to take heed to.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what, because especially when women and men, if you are on social media all the time, and if I text you and it took you 6 hours.
Ooh, let me tell you something.
But you love being on your social media.
And you done posted 1,500
times.
I've had arguments about that. I've had arguments about that.
Have y'all not heard? Have y'all not heard of Meta Business Suite? Now, just for okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Let me help the people out here in the world.
I'm listening.
I'm going to repeat myself before Yusuf say this. We're not talking about him per se because I'm not saying he's a businessman.
I'm not
saying
me.
We're talking about normal people.
I'm not saying me.
Nobody don't use Meta Business but him.
I'm hoping the camera's on me.
I hope it ain't. Put it on his foot and turn in.
Here's what I'm trying to get across to you people who do this. You text and then you check his social media or her because guys do it too. And then go, damn, couldn't this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. Now, mind you, I was once a person of this community. I no longer am. I was dating somebody who I would text, who would not answer back, but would post 7-8 times in between the time that I text. And I would go, and we would have an argument. Yo, I text you, and in between the time I text you and the time you responded, you done posted 7 times. And she was like, oh, she was like, no, like at the beginning of the week, I set up my post for the week and I just have it drop at certain times. And so it's automatic. So I sit down and I do all my posts for the week and it just goes. And then at the end of the day, I may go back and respond to some comments. She's like, that's when I take my time to respond to the comments, is at the end of the day. But that's after work. While I'm at work, it's just posting because I set it up to post that way. So Twitter does it. TikTok does it. Every single social media platform does it. You can preset your posts because I ain't got time. So a lot of times I preset my posts. So do not judge that man or that woman if they do not text you back. They are busy. Sometimes I am busy. And sometimes it takes me 6 hours to respond. No, because one time I was dating somebody one time and they were like, excuse me. I was like, oh, I gotta go. I'm gonna call you back in 5 minutes. Minute 6, she called me back. Minute goddamn 6, she called me back. And was like, you said you were gonna call me back in 5 minutes. I looked at her like she was crazy.
Hell, I would too.
I didn't look at her. I was on the phone.
That's obsessive.
Yeah.
No, but those people exist in this world.
I know they do. And that's
these
a little...
people exist. They're out here living among us.
I know they are. And it's a little scary.
It is. It's very scary. It's like a horror movie.
But
he says it's a horror movie.
But I agree with what she said. Like, but if I text you, say 9 o'clock, and you make a post around 9:45, 10 o'clock, and you don't text me back till 5 o'clock that afternoon, ain't that busy. You work from home.
Yeah.
Let's get into my final thoughts today on social media. We talked about.
It wasn't no clip playing for real.
No, I'm not playing the clip. What are you doing? I'm talking about in the edit phase. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
So Yoshi's final thoughts. People will always tell you watch the patterns, and they're right. Patterns matter. But don't let your past make you so defensive that every person has to pay for someone else's mistakes. Pay attention, ask questions, set boundaries, but leave room for people to be human. The goal isn't to become better at catching red flags. The goal is to become better at recognizing healthy relationships when they show up. Protect your peace, but don't lock your heart away. Ladies, thank you once again for joining me. We really appreciate you. Tell the people how they can find you, Angel.
You can find me on Facebook at Chrissy Solomon. Chrissy is C-R-I-S-S-Y Solomon. And on IG, Instagram at AChrissy22.
Chanel.
On Instagram at NellyPoo_speaks. On Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at KingMePod. That's it.
The energy died in here when I shut it down. And you can find the show on RELSTAT Podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, RELSTATpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/relationship status podcast. Remember, we are giving away a t-shirt and a relationship status candle to everybody who signs up in the next 30 days.
Wear our t-shirts.
Did you sign up for Patreon? It is 17 cents a day, $5 a month. Don't forget, go ahead and join. And don't forget, if you like the way the podcast sounds, you like the editing, you like the way it looks, you like the description, hit those guys up at Crux Media Group, CruxMediaGroupLLC.com. That's info@CruxMediaGroupLLC.com to reach out to them. It's your boy Yusuf in the building. It's Relationship Status, and we are out. Peace.
All right.
Thank you.